This is Scientific American's 60 Second Tech. I'm Larry Greenmeyer. Got a minute? Two out of three people in the world cannot connect to the internet. Not because of crummy service, but rather because in the remote areas where they live, there is no service. To come up with ways to deliver data services to underserved areas, Facebook, Qualcomm, and others formed Internet.org. Facebook's big idea is to launch solar-powered atmospheric satellite drones that can carry equipment for relaying wireless networks. To get the hardware, the social network is buying Atmosat maker Titan Aerospace for $60 million. Rather than just buying a fleet of Titan Solera drones, Facebook is trying to accelerate their development. Titan has said its Atmosats wouldn't be ready for customers until next year. But building an autonomous aircraft that can stay aloft for years at a time isn't easy. Just ask the U.S. Defense Department and Boeing. They spent about 5 years and tens of millions of dollars trying to get their high-flying solar-powered Vulture aircraft off the ground. But in 2012, DARPA decided to instead focus on further developing only the photovoltaic and energy storage systems meant for Vulture. That said, being liked by Facebook should help the Solera drones soar. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Tech, I'm Larry Greenmeyer.